Good evening. Our entrance antiphon this evening was especially beautiful. O come, let us worship God and bow low before the God who made us, for he is the Lord our God. It is from Psalm 95, and we recite it every day before morning prayer. It's an invitation into the divine actions about to take place here and now. It is recognizing who we are and who God is. We are his beloved creation. And that we bow to him physically as we genuflect to the tabernacle or the altar, but also spiritually as we bow our wills to his will, because he is our Lord, our God, and his Son came to save us. Aidan Tozer once said, "Worship is no longer worship when it reflects the culture around us more than the Christ within us." Kind of like that. We're here to receive Christ. And so what we do here is different and holy and beautiful. Now in our first reading from Isaiah, it seems to me that what he's saying is that light is a verb. It sounds strangey, but he said, light feeds the hungry, shelters the oppressed and homeless, clothes the naked, takes care of its own. And our light, Jesus, will be like the sun rising in the morning to heal our hearts, to watch our backs. And he promises to be with us always, protecting us. And if we live rightly, if we keep the Lord close, we will never be in darkness. When I read the second reading, I remembered a t-shirt company, a Christian t-shirt company, had a slogan on their t-shirt that I thought was pretty clever. It said, "If Paul were here, we'd be getting a letter." And I think if he was here and saw the state of the world and the state, you know, maybe of the disunity in our country, he would have a letter for us. But today's letter, and when St. Paul writes to his people in today's writing to the Corinthians, he usually starts out with, you know, introduction with gratitude for all the good things that are happening. But the real reason for the letter was some correction was needed. And I think today what he's saying to us through this letter is that we trust too much in ourselves, our own abilities, our human wisdom. Dallas Jenkins directed what he thought was his best faith-based movie, The Resurrection of Galvin Stone. Everybody heard of it? Anybody heard of it? It was a dismal failure. It failed horribly. And he thought, well, what went wrong? If I just fix those things, then I will be successful. And at the same time, a fan of his, a total stranger from across the country, was inspired one day to send Dallas a note. And the note was, "You only need to bring the bread and the fish, not feed the 5,000. And it was a wake-up call for Dallas, because he had been trying to too much of it himself, me, myself, and I. And so he took that seriously. So his next project was about the birth of Christ from the point of view of the shepherds. Some of you may have seen it. It became the pilot of something you may have heard of called The Chosen, which has been a huge success. The message is, we only need to bring what we have to the table, then trust that God will do his work in us, perhaps through us, but that his grace is enough. The questions for each one of us are, what is God asking us to bring to the table? And are we willing to trust in the power of God for its fruits?" In the gospel today, I think the first message is, be a mirror. I really wanted to say, be a light, be a bright light. But if we could be honest with ourselves, we get to be a mirror. We can only reflect the light of Christ, the love of the Father, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's part of the trusting that we're being asked to do. But we still don't put a mirror under a bushel basket. God is asking us to get to work through our baptism, to get out and preach the gospel to every and help get everyone baptized, to show others how to love God, to love our neighbor, even if it's just in our little part of the world, in our families, in our community, in our workplace, in our schools. The second message of the gospel is, don't let God's grace grow stale within us. Sure, we can get tired, maybe discouraged at times. We can and we should polish our mirror through prayer and the sacraments and being open to God's grace. And we should nourish ourselves through God's great gifts of the scripture and Christ's gift of the Eucharist, which we will partake of this evening. But we still have to get out into the light to be visible, to be reflective, and let Christ reflect in us in all we do. This is how the early church grew so quickly, how they worshiped God and followed Christ. It was about how the Christians treated each other, how they supported the poor and the widows and the orphans, how they literally saved children with deformities that were discarded outside the city gates, even the respect with which they buried their dead. They treated each life as sacred and valuable, from the womb to the tomb, we say, or from conception to natural death. It was very different than the society around them, and we are called to be different than the world around us. Let us trust God always. Let us be brave and strong to act with the power and grace of God, and let us reflect Christ in all we do. O come, let us worship God and bow low before the God who made us, for he is our Lord, our God. Amen. Amen.